بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من إجلال الله تعالى إكرام ذي الشيبة المسلم وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه وإكرام ذي السلطان المقسط حديث حسن رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that part of respecting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor an elderly Muslim. A Muslim who has gone, his hair has gone white, he's elderly. So part of honoring or respecting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor a Muslim, an elderly Muslim. And one who bears the Qur'an, a hafiz of the Qur'an, who does not exceed the bounds, and who does not abandon the Qur'an. And honoring a just ruler. So three people have been mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you honor an elderly person, and if you honor a hafiz of the Qur'an, and if you honor a just ruler, then this is part of respecting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is showing respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is expected to then honor an elderly Muslim, one whose hair has turned white. Of course, he requires assistance, he's weak, or besides being weak, he's elderly. So Sharia gives his position, he has a high position. A younger person should respect the elder person. And secondly, hamil al-Qur'an, one who bears the Qur'an. Generally, it refers to a hafiz of the Qur'an. Two things have been mentioned with this, غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَالْجَافِي عَنْهُ. He does not make ghulu in the Qur'an. He does not exceed the bounds. He does not exaggerate in pronouncing the letters of the Qur'an. He reads properly with tajweed, with the makharij sifat. But he does not overdo it in the sense that he transgresses the limits of what the tajweed laws have been laid down. And also he probes into such meanings of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allowed us to probe into. So in other words, غير الغالي فيه refers to a hafiz of the Quran who does not exaggerate the pronunciation of the Quran, and he does not probe into those things that are beyond the grasp of human nature and understanding. So he understands the Qur'an, he practices the Qur'an, he recites the Qur'an. By honoring a hafiz of the Qur'an, then you have honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal jafi anhu, and also a hafiz of the Qur'an. The second thing has been mentioned, he does not abandon the Qur'an. A hafiz of the Qur'an, he's got the Qur'an in his heart, he should be reciting the Qur'an, he should be understanding the purpose of the Qur'an, the meaning of the Qur'an, and making amal of the Qur'an. He should not forsake the Qur'an. Wa ikram is the sultan al-muqsit, and honoring a just ruler. A just ruler is one who will make sure that the laws of Sharia and the rights of the people, the citizens, have been upheld and given to them. And he is not a oppressor. He does not make zulam on the people. So even such a person, you should be honoring him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وعن عمر بن شعيب عن نبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف شرف كبيرنا حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح وفي رواية أبي داود حق كبيرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned the one who does not show mercy to our young ones. Saghir means the young ones. The one who does not show mercy to our young ones and who does not recognize the honor or the rights of our elder, he is not of us. Rasulullah SAW says, he does not belong to me. He should not claim that he is a follower of Rasulullah SAW. He is not part of my ummah. Imagine Rasulullah SAW disowning you. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ شَرْفَ كَبِيرِنَا. Simple. We should show mercy to our young ones and honor our elders. وعن ميمون بن أبي شبيب رحمه الله تعالى أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها مر بها سائل فأعطته كسرة. Maimun bin Abi Shabib rahmatullah says that once a person, a beggar, went past by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, he begged from her. فَأَعْتَتْهُ كِسْرَةً, she gave him a piece of bread. Something that he could eat. وَمَرَّ بِهَا رَجْرٌ عَلَيْهِ ثِيَابٌ وَهَيْئَةٌ فَأَقْعَدَتْهُ فَأَكَلَ. Another person went past, and he was dressed in good clothing, but he was hungry, he was a poor person, he was a beggar. So she made him sit, and she gave him some more food. فَأَكَلَ, he ate. فَقِيلَ لَهَا فِي ذَلِكَ, somebody questioned her regarding this. The first person, you just gave him a piece of bread, and second one, you gave him a meal. فَقَالَتْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that treat people according to their status. Treat people according to their status. In other words, the first person, both of them, she gave them something to eat. Both were beggars. She did not ill-treat any one of them. She gave both something to eat. Yes, the first person, according to his status, she gave him a piece of bread. The other person, perhaps, was more elderly, and he was of a different status, and therefore, she gave him more to eat. What do we understand from this? The people should be dealt in society, according to in deen, according to their age. An elderly person, you give him more honor, more respect. Person of spirituality, person of knowledge, ilm, and alim, you give him more respect. This does not mean you ill-treat somebody else, or you don't, or you disregard somebody else, or you disrespect somebody else. No. Each person is treated equally as far as rights are concerned, but Shariat has given some type of prominence to those people who are elderly, those who are prominent in society, those who have some type of status, and therefore, a slave, he will not be ill-treated, he will not be punished, he will not be deprived of his rights, but he will treat him differently from his master. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, that as far as the Shariat laws are concerned, meeting out punishments, legal rulings, everybody is equal. However, because of these people, somebody has knowledge, is ilm-e-deen, somebody who is elderly, as we mentioned, the Shaybatil Muslim, he's got white hair, then a person is given more prominence, he's given more respect, and he is given more honor. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك